Hello and welcome. Welcome, welcome to this week's edition of the Marlena program. Oh, we've got some exciting things coming on tonight. We're going to be going all over the country talking to great people who have great products. Great things for us to know about. Put your seatbelt on and take a listen to this week's Marlena program because it's gonna be a good one. But before we get started, we got a little news report. Are you ready? Here we go.
Season, prepare to track the fastest thing on Earth. A comet flashes across the night sky. A satellite views Santa's sleigh departing from the North Pole. A GPS map display appears on the sleigh's dashboard. Another satellite view opens up on the reindeer. Now a view of the reindeer and sleigh going past us. Two F-16 fighters and afterburner escort the sleigh. Satellites track Santa's progress.
Attention, all North American Air Defense Command, radar, missile, and fighter interceptor units. This object is to receive air defense escort and safe passage on his journey. Out.
Santa enters a final approach to a point on Earth. Now at lower altitude over a stadium, Rudolph's nose glows bright red as the sleigh passes by again. Join NORAD on Christmas Eve to track Santa. NORAD tracks Santa, 1-877-I-NORAD, www.noradsanta.org.
And we thank Gary the Board Guy for that great descriptive, great description of that little video on tracking Santa. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to bring in our first guest, a voice that's familiar to everyone. Before we do that, let me remind you that if you're listening to the program between the hours of 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday night in North America, or very early from 1 to 3 UTC, if you're listening during those hours live on a UTC Monday morning or Sunday night in North America, you got us live. And the number to call, of course, as always, is 866-666-7926. We're going to ask Gary, the board guy, to open the lines. We're going to be bringing our vendors in, and we'd like you to call as the vendors are on so we can get as many questions for them as possible. Steve and Gara, happy holiday!
Happy holidays to you too, Marlena. How are you?
Oh my gosh, if I were any happier, I would just be illegal.
Well, it must be outlawed in some states.
Oh, well, we're buried in snow. So what you got from ILA to tell us about?
Well, first, on behalf of the management and staff and all of our families, we'd like to extend to not only you, Gary and Agnes, and all your audience families, a very happy, healthy, and safe holiday season, and happy 2009.
Oh, well, thank you so much, sir, and we send them all right back to you.
First, we will discuss the hottest new thing that is going off our shelves faster than little elves' feet running across the ice in the North Pole. It's a clock. It's a voice-controlled talking alarm clock that is an exclusive to ILA. It is called the Moshi voice-controlled talking alarm clock. For all of you who are out there who are listening, it's item number 247-519. And as with any other product that we discuss or that anyone has questions about, you can check out the products at www.independentliving.com. This product is unique in that all the functions that you want to have it do, you can control via your voice. It is by far, in the 3+ years I've been doing assistive technology for independent living aids, but in certainly the 30+ years that I've been using assistive technology, it is probably the most superior voice-controlled item that is out on the market.
Wow.
As a standalone item. Now, that's not to say anything, any discredit to Dragon Naturally Speaking or anything of that nature, but as a standalone item, it is the most superior voice recognition that I've seen.
The voice is wonderful. She sounds like the kind of person I'd like to have as my friend.
Right. Just to give you a sample, I'm not going to go through all the functions, but I think the help on this item is the most elaborate. So what I'm going to do is I want to give it its voice command that you would normally use to trigger any command, but I'm going to let you hear what voice commands you can use.
Okay.
So, hello, Moshi. Hello, Moshi. It doesn't want to play nice, hold on. Hello, Moshi. Give me 1 second.
See, it's just live radio,
yeah, no,
Moshi.
This is great. Just for everyone's information, the Hello Moshi icon.
Command, please.
There it goes. We'll say
sorry,
help.
Sorry, I didn't recognize your command.
Help.
You can say time, set time, alarm, set alarm, alarm sound, play sleep sound, today's date, temperature, nightlight, or help. In between the alarm, say, turn off the alarm.
So, just to give you an idea, I'm sure, hopefully that came through, okay?
Yes, it was perfect. Okay, oh, it was perfect, yes.
Okay, so, hello, Moshi. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Time.
The time is 8:05 p.m.
And note, that's Eastern time. But
mm-hmm.
Hello, Moshi. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Temperature.
The temperature is 73 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Today's date.
Today is Sunday, December 21st, 2008.
So enough of the listening to the voice, because I hear it all the time. Just give you some ideas about the background about the clock, is when the clock is just running on three AAA batteries, which are not included, you can't touch the clock either on the top as if you were hitting a button down, or if you press the screen back, and it will also then ask you for your command. You can only use the Hello Moshi command when it's in... when it is plugged into the AC adapter, and you can run it with the AC adapter and the batteries at the same time. It's not going to do any irreversible damage. On the back of the clock, there are simply just four buttons and two switches. One of the switches is to trigger the voice command, and the other switch, if you wish, can turn on or off the alarm. For everyone's information, there are scattered is a bad word. There are an array of different MP3 files on our website, which goes over the different commands. There is also the 10-minute podcast that I recorded for the Moshi clock, and there's also the instructions in a text file that you can certainly download and look at prior to purchasing the clock. We have it for $49.95, of course, plus shipping via UPS, which is another $7.95. So for everyone, for a Christmas present, for anyone who you can imagine, it would just turn out to be about $56.90, and it would be shipped to you to your doorstep.
Wow, yep. I want one for Christmas.
Hint, hint, Gary. Hint,
yeah,
hint.
Hint, hint, Gary. Hint, hint.
It is the most superior voice recognition clock that and it does not matter whether it be a male or a female voice.
Mm-hmm.
Any one person who is able to utter those immortal words, Hello Moshi, can give it a command. And I have to say, I got married recently, and my wife and my two stepchildren are using the clock as successfully as I am. So it's open to everybody. There's no discrimination in terms of voice or style.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, let me just clarify one thing. To use the Hello Moshi command, does the clock have to be plugged in?
It does.
Okay.
However, you get the same welcome, your command, please, when you press the part of the clock.
Yeah.
Those who are totally blind or who have extreme low vision and have to use hands-on, just to give you a description, it's about a 4x6 picture, if you will, sitting on top of a stand. That's the dimensions
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very big. It's a nice night table clock or coffee table clock, if you don't want to leave it on your coffee table, or if it's near to an outlet, or like I said, if you want to leave it on your night table and use that as your clock. For those individuals who have low vision, it does give an opportunity for you to turn on a night light, which lights up the entire base of the clock. And you can also give the command as when you say Hello Moshi, or you just press the clock, you could say turn nightlight, and the nightlight will turn on. And if you say nightlight again after giving a command, it will turn off.
Very cool.
That's a nice feature. It's a multifunctional clock.
Well, what I like about it also is that it's good for people with other disabilities who perhaps don't have good use of their hands. So that's
exactly.
A good deal. That's a good
exactly.
deal. All right, and the price of it again?
It's $49.95 plus $7.95 shipping. I cannot guarantee that if anyone puts in the order tomorrow that you'll get it by Wednesday.
Yeah, probably not.
I know UPS does do magic for ILA. So your first thing, you can call us first thing tomorrow morning, or you can go on the web and place your order tonight. Again, the item number is 247-519, and that will get shipped out tomorrow. If you do your order tomorrow and or tonight, it will get shipped out tomorrow. And depending where you are in the United States, we usually suggest that it's 5 business days before you receive it. But it could be sooner.
It could be. Santa Claus could be working overtime. Anything else?
I'm sure he is.
Anything else hot and super this year at ILA?
Absolutely. As I came on your program about a year and a half ago and discussed with you the Dora the Explorer talking crayons,
yes.
We now have the next phase, which is Blue's Clues talking crayons. We do the same thing as we're doing before. We're offering the crayons with or without Braille. We do all the Braille in-house. So if you purchase the crayons with Braille, each crayon will be given its abbreviation for a color. Hypothetically, of course, red being only three-letter word, R-E-D, and green would be G-R-N, and brown would be B-R-N. But you can put, like the Dora the Explorer crayons, you can put these crayons into the top of the unit, into the head of Blue's Clues, and then I want to put this color crayon. I know what color it is, but I want to let you hear it. Hold on just 1 second.
Green. Spell it. G-R-E-E-N. Green. What
cool.
Green thing should we imagine for our color party?
So just give you a flavor.
That
that's
is
what you,
great.
Yeah, and the Braille edition goes for $17.95
mm-hmm.
plus shipping, of course. And the edition without Braille is $14.95.
Mm-hmm.
They also are available. Everything that I mentioned, the Moshi clock and the Blue's Clues crayons and any other product, unless specified otherwise, is in stock and available for shipping.
Okay. All right.
Again, a nice little stocking stuffer. Secretly, I know my stepdaughters won't be listening to this because they're not home. They're actually out shopping for me, but I got each one of them a Blue's Clues crayon.
Oh, is cool.
They love it. They absolutely love it.
And, you know, I think it's neat for a visually impaired kid, you know, introducing them to color and getting them experiencing color, and that's very cool.
Essentially, in the very beginning, when we found these crayons as a result of reading a news article, I contacted the company Intentional World of Toys. Lori Varelli is the president of that company up in Montreal. And the thing that we wanted to impress upon everyone with the Dora the Explorer crayons was, why shouldn't a child have the opportunity to have crayons in color like any of their other classmates or sisters, siblings, I should say. But we went one step further. We wanted to provide the opportunity of having the child either with low vision or no vision, if they read Braille, to read the crayon and find out what crayon they're opening in
mm-hmm.
the head before they put it in.
Yeah, so yeah. Very cool.
That's why we did that.
Very cool. All right, anything else?
Yeah, I have to ask you to get your Marlena Bell ready.
Oh, all right, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to reach for it. Hold on. I wasn't expecting my Marlena Bell. Hang on. Oh, this is a hard job. Okay, I've got it. I'm ready.
Okay. As a Marlena special,
uh-oh.
Independent Living Aids has a limited supply of the Voila labeling system.
Ooh.
We have it now for $170 that you can purchase as supplies last. In addition to that, we've also lowered the prices on the labeling, the labels, the additional labels that you get with the Voila. Initially with Voila, you get 50 labels, and then you could purchase another 200 labels. Each set of labels is $10. And the wrist strap, and there's one other item that escapes me, but the items that you normally would appear for $2.50 are now $2. So for as a Marlena special from Independent Living Aids for the holidays, you can get the Voila labeling system, which is technology, as supplies last for $170. Normally it was $225, and then you can get the additional labels for $10 each.
We love that. An independent living aid special for the Marlena program. That's a big bell ring for that. Oh my gosh. Well, we thank Independent Living Aids and I thank you.
You're welcome, Molly. And I just want to put out one other piece for everyone to check it out. If anyone has not been aware of the ILA Techie blog, they can go to our website, and there's a link at the bottom of our website to go to our blog, and we will now also, in the future, be following Twitter. So if you're so eager to find out what the ILA Techie is doing each day,
whoa,
you can go check out on our website and follow us on Twitter.
Well, you are a cool dude, Mr. Stephen Guerra.
I appreciate it, Marlena. And again, as we said before, happy holidays and safe holidays to everyone and their families. And a special pat on the head to Agnes.
Well, thank you, sir. And a special bell ring to you and all our friends at ILA. Thanks, Steve.
Don't forget to scratch Gary behind the ears either.
Oh, okay. I'll kiss his nose.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you again for having us.
Okay. Bye-bye. Next, we're going to be on...
Let me see.
...to Gary Finfrock. But what do you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he's already got a comb? Maybe Gary will tell us.
That leaves one big problem.
The Wookiee.
Couldn't we get him a comb?
He gave him a comb last year.
What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home? Well, he doesn't need a tie clip and he doesn't use shaving foam. So what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb?
It's really the problem.
Oh, what do you get a Wookiee if he's already got a comb? If he's already got a comb, you've got to get him something for Christmas. And I don't know, maybe our next guest will be able to give us some kind of idea of what the heck you get a Wookiee for Christmas, especially if that Wookiee happens to love pottery like I do. I was gifted. That's the technical word, you know, when someone is giving you a gift, you are gifted. Well, I was gifted by my dear, wonderful friend, Scott Marshall, in D.C. with two beautiful mugs. And Gary, the board guy, and I drink our coffee from these every morning now. We put all our other mugs away. And I wanted to bring on the gentleman who made those mugs. Gary Finfrock, welcome to the Marlena program.
Well, thank you, Marlena. I'm glad to be here.
It's delightful to hear your voice. This is the first time you and I have spoken. And
yes, it is.
I tell you, we love our mugs. Oh, my gosh. And we have this crazy wacko coffee machine that we use that's built in because we're really nuts around here. And when I first saw them, I thought, oh, dear, they won't fit. But they do. It was just like they were made for our coffee machine. So before we talk about your pottery, since you're not familiar, let me ask you a couple of questions. Now, you are a blind potter, is that correct?
That is correct. I have just a little bit of light perception.
Now, do you do your own glazing?
Yes, I do. I mix my own glazes, and I don't have to brush them on because I dip the glaze on.
So do you take the piece and dip it into the glaze?
Yes, ma'am. I take glazes and make them up in 5-gallon buckets.
Wow.
I weigh out the chemicals with a talking scale and mix them up. I dip them down in there. And if I don't know if anyone has explained to you what the mugs look like, but they have white on them. And the white area is where I hold them when I dip them into the colored glaze. And then once that dries, that area goes back in and gets white put on it.
Wow, that is so cool. You know, I've thrown a few things on a wheel in my life, and I love pottery. I will be a returning customer. I love pottery, and the more tactile it is, the better I enjoy it. But I have never talked with someone who, for all intents and purposes, is, you know, a totally blind potter that does their own glaze. Now, have you been blind all your life?
No, I had lost my vision just about 5 years ago now.
And but you were doing pottery before you lost your sight?
Yes, I was. But one of the amazing things that I've found is that I see the pottery better without vision than I did with vision. What I'm doing now is I am feeling the pottery and feeling the shape, feeling the thickness of the walls, where before I was just doing it by vision. And, you know, if it looked good, it was finished.
Sure.
But now it makes a difference when you feel it.
What kinds of things do you make, Gary? I have the mugs, but what else do you do?
I mostly delve into the area of utilitarian ware. Someone had once told me that utilitarian ware is what sells. The art stuff is nice, but it doesn't sell as well. They were so right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bowls and casseroles and garlic keeps and the mugs and plates and dipping sets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you ever do teapots?
I have done a few teapots, but I haven't done any recently.
I might have to persuade you to start thinking about teapots. Well, now, if someone wants to have something made from you, what do they do?
They would contact me. I might be reluctant to make anything that I'm not already making.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. The mugs like you received with the brailing on them, that was a special project that I had started for the People site. And then Scott enjoyed it and he asked me if I would do some with initials on, so that's what I did.
But you're pretty much not doing the braille anymore, is that right?
Yeah, when you get down to doing it one mug at a time, it just requires too much computer work and templating and stuff to do it that way, to make it anything that's worthwhile.
So how do people contact you?
Well, they can find me at Gary Bear Fla, F-L-A, at wmconnect.com and email me there, or they can call me at my home number, 352-860-0869.
Okay. All right. And what are your sort of your average price ranges? Let's say I want a casserole. What are the sizes I might be able to get?
Casseroles will anywhere from casserole for two people up to a whole something that's going to serve a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And the price ranges for casseroles, probably the most expensive.
Are really reasonable.
Well, I try to. I do it to not initially to make a lot of money. I do it more for pleasure, and it's a time passer and a stress reliever and everything. So my purpose is to sell a decent product at a good price.
Have you ever thought about teaching other blind people pottery?
No, I haven't. I have thought about teaching sighted people, and I have done that. I had some teachers that came and taught them pottery. Of course, it takes a long time to develop the art.
Yes, I know. I have several very crooked bowls. But I say, they're mine. I don't care. I actually have one piece that has never been glazed, and I keep thinking, well, it's going to fall apart this year. But it's now about 28 years old, and it's still just sitting there, hanging in there. If I ever fired it up, it would probably shrivel and die. But but pottery, for anyone who's listening who may not have tried it, it really is a wonderful wonderful experience because you really can't go wrong. I mean, yeah, you if you're going to make something that's utilitarian, like a cup, a mug, a bowl, whatever, you've got to make that correctly because you don't want those things to leak or have cracks. But that's sort of down the road a ways. Just, I remember when I first started with making pottery when I was in high school, it was such a joy for me as a totally blind kid just to create something with my hands that I shaped and I made. And the first thing I ever made was it was supposed to be an ashtray for my mother, and it had the letter M in the middle of it. And, you know, I looked at that once as an adult at my mother's house, and I thought, God, is this thing ugly. But when I made it, it was perfect. And it was because I was able to shape it and make it and touch it and mold it. So if anyone's listening and you haven't tried doing pottery, I would recommend that you give it a shot. And Gary, if you would give your contact information again, maybe folks would like to contact you and just chat a little bit more about doing pottery as a blind person.
Okay. Well, email is Gary Bear, BEARFLA, at WMConnect.com. And my phone number in Florida is 352-860-0869. And let me add, Marlena, that you do not have to be skilled in pottery. You can get a bag of clay, and you can build one bowl inside of another bowl. Just start laying the clay in there and pressing it in, or you can coil build. There's just all ways to do everything it can do with pottery.
Well, what I find most fascinating from what you've told me tonight is how you do your glazing. Did you think of that after you lost your sight, or is that a typical way to glaze? Because I've only done sponge and brush glazing, which I wasn't very successful at, of course.
Oh, there are many ways to glaze. I mean, the brushing is used for commercial glazes. But when you start to make pottery in quantity, it becomes extremely expensive to buy commercial glazes. So it's much easier to buy the chemicals, to weigh them up into 4,000 or 5,000 gram batches, and then go ahead and just add the water to it. You know, you have to run it through a sieve and make sure that there's no particles in it, and so on and so forth. But, yeah, that's the way to do it. You can pour glaze or you can dip pieces, and dipping is the best way to go.
Well, Gary, I hope you have a very happy holiday. And please know that many mugs of coffee have already been consumed since we received your mugs earlier this past week. And we just love them. We think they are the best coffee mugs in the house. So,
well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much. And happy holidays to you and everybody there.
All right. Well, you take care. And we'll have you back on the show for a longer time when we've got folks calling in with Potter questions.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Gary Finfrock and in Florida. And really get in touch with him if you want to find out about his pottery. It's really good stuff. We're going to move now, staying in Florida. We're going to go to a familiar ACB radio voice, the voice of Debbie Hazleton. We're going to find out what Debbie's doing, and I got a bar of her soap in my bathroom, and I have a house guest who said, "Where did you get that soap? I love it." And Gary says he's got Debbie on the line. I was going to put a little bit of music on there, but we're not going to do that. Hello, Debbie Hazleton. Merry Christmas to you, my dear.
Hello, and Merry Christmas. And I love pottery, too.
Oh, yes. Did you get Gary's information?
I wrote it down, and I love the feel of clay, and I've always wanted to make more. I had a teacher once that said he didn't like students to make utilitarian things. He was such a snob, I ended up dropping out of his class. But Oh, I love it, love it, love it, love it.
Oh, me too, me too. You should see these mugs. I tell you, they are just the coolest mugs. We love them.
Excellent.
All right, tell us, what's Debbie Hazelton up to these days?
Well, I am up to aromatherapy as one of the things. I have, pretty much like Gary, I'm sticking to my own lines now. I'm not so much custom making aroma blends at this time. Mm-hmm. I may again in the future, but one is called So Good, and because every time I smell it, I just go, oh my God, it's so good. It is grapefruit, lavender, and kajaput. Kajaput is like eucalyptus, and that is in a soap that has a glycerin base with oatmeal, and that's in several different shapes. And anybody who orders from now until the beginning of January from saying that they heard this program gets a free bar of this with any order.
Oh, and you know what? I think that's the soap that Sandy's loving.
I think so, too. What
she
wrote.
She said, what is that? Where did you get that soap?
And I also have it in bath salts and different sizes of bath salts. And a lotion, and those my lotions now are so nice that I don't even use massage oil anymore.
Wow.
I just use the lotion.
Wow.
I have another blend called Calm Space, which is orange, ylang ylang, and lavender.
I love Calm Space.
That comes in so well. It can go in salts, lotion, and also in a spray mist. And a lot of people like that spray mist. They spray their sheets or their car or their office. With that, I have another blend called Heart Love, which is lemongrass and geranium, and I make little angels and hearts and stars and different shapes like that, and they go into a little glass bowl and with shredded paper. And let's see, those are the main aromatherapy things that I. Oh no, salves. I have respiratory salve and a pain salve. And, oh, man, those are made with beeswax and coconut oil and safflower oil and olive oil. And then they've got cypress, kajaput, lavender, and clary sage. I think that's what goes into the respiratory salve. And the pain soothe. Pain soothe has some of those, too. And that salve, the salve can really help a lot with pain and also with a bad chest cough. I've had it really help with that. Have you had that help your your cough?
Yes, yes,
good.
Yes.
Then I'm making dream catchers galore. I mean, I'm making lots of dream catchers. And they're a lot more elaborate than they were a few years ago when I first talked about them. The outer ring is wrapped and with leather, and then there may be an inner ring or there may not be, but there's lots of weaving, and there are lots of different colored and different textured beads and stars and hearts in them in one way or another. They may even have a leather wrapped star, heart, or flower inside, and then there's beads and feathers hanging from them, and they're just gorgeous. I get a lot of compliments on them, and I sell them.
Now, for people who, let me just say that the phone lines are open. I keep forgetting to say that. I assume people know, but maybe they don't. The phone lines are open, and you can, if you have a question for Debbie, call her at 866-666-7926. Although this is a show we don't tend to get a lot of calls on because people are usually busily writing things down.
Yeah.
But for people who don't know you, I can't imagine that there are any, but for people who don't, you are a totally blind person, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
And how long have you been crafting? How long have you been doing these wonderful things?
Well, these particular projects, a few years, but I've done others in the past. I've done latch hooking and some crochet and some. But it's funny with the dream catchers. I have been very intuitive with them, and I actually learned it from a little book Anna Dresner put out from National Braille Press, and I taught myself from that. But then I just started, you know, talking to people and feeling different dream catchers around and just getting ideas. And so it's a very intuitive thing.
We may have a call here. Let's. Oh, Gary has to fix something. Oh, my goodness. caller, you need to call me back. Just call me back. Call me back, caller. hey, Gary, the board guy. Turn the fax off.
I also have the Comfort Buddy.
The Comfort Buddy.
Yeah.
That sounds like something a lot of us would like to have.
Yeah, really, I know. Well, I used to call it just the rice sock, but I had more people calling it Bed Buddies. And it's men's tube socks filled with rice, and you put it in the microwave. And I have one friend that's worn hers out from the last couple of years.
Now tell us about those. What do you do with them? What
are
they good for?
You put it in the microwave for a minute and a half, and you flip it over for another minute in the micro, and you put it where you're hurting. I mean, it can go on necks, shoulders, knees. I have some people, women that use it for menstrual cramps. Some people put it on their hips. Some people put it on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Some people put it on sore knees. And some people put them in the freezer rather than the microwave, but I've had people get comfort from them who are dealing with cancer.
Hmm.
I've had people take them in the delivery room with them.
Hmm. Interesting.
And labor and all that, yeah.
Well, let's bring our caller in. Thank you for calling us back, and you're with Debbie and Marlena. Who's this?
Well, good afternoon, evening, whatever.
Oh, it's Stan the man from Oregon.
Oh, my goodness. As I always say, if you're going to do it in stereo. You
That's
know what
it.
Mean?
That's right. Are you buried?
It's standing room only.
Oh.
Am I buried in snow?
Are you buried in snow, sweetheart?
No, but I will tell you.
What?
Friday, I was a couple of friends were retiring, so there was this radio event that I was going to, and I had to be careful because if I wasn't, I would be slipping on my asterisk.
Oh, be careful. Well, let me tell you, we've got, I don't know, 5 inches of snow out here. And
We're thinking that we may get some snow this evening.
I'll send you some. But for those of you who were listening last week, Debbie, I know you were. Stan, I don't know if you were, but for those of you who were, my brother got a foot and a half. Ha ha!
Ooh, good on him.
Uh-huh.
Woohoo! In fact, that requires a Marlena Bell.
You know, anyone can have the foot and a half, but I don't want it, and I don't want Marlena to have it.
That's right.
I want to make snow ice cream and snow maple candy.
Well, you can go up to my brother's house in North Reading, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I'm sure he'll give you all the snow you want.
By the way, I know a couple of friends in your area, and it was listening to a stream, and Rick and Deb had, you could hear this big crash from their house, and apparently they're not sure if it was a piece of ice that fell or something else that fell, but you could hear it.
Yeah.
It was a big,
yeah.
big crash.
Yeah, we're hearing things falling. Every time something falls, Aggie jumps like, what was that?
And, but one of the things that I, since you were on the phone there, and of course, I'm following what you're doing, Deb Hazleton. And I wanted to ask, what made you, I mean, I know that you're talking about the National Braille Press, and what made you finally decide to venture into doing something like this?
What, the dream catcher?
Everything that you're doing.
By my name on my email and on my business card, it says Debbie Hazleton, helping people feel better one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I like giving people things, having people buy things that are good quality, healthy related products, user friendly and enjoyable. And I guess, I don't know, being a massage therapist, I love working with aromas and, you know, so I guess I just started to learn a little bit along the way. And then I was at a place, working at a place, and there was an aromatherapist there who said she was going to teach a class, and I took it, and I learned a whole lot from her, and I'm still taking more training in it. And then I've always loved the Native American philosophy in a lot of different ways, things that they believe, and I know that they believe in dream catchers. Dream catchers are placed in above the bed or above the near the entrance to the dwelling, and it is believed that the bad dreams get caught in the knots in the webbing, and the good dreams either flow through the center if there's space in the middle, or come down through the feathers and into the mind.
Oh.
So I just always thought that was intriguing, and I liked them. Somebody had given me some Dreamcatcher earrings and a Dreamcatcher necklace, and so when I saw that, you know, I just started to learn it, and then I put it aside for a couple years and said, I'll get back to it one of these days, and a couple years ago I did, and it's just grown.
I think it's very fascinating to hear both your story and what you are doing, and also the story of the gentleman who was doing the ceramics.
Oh, Gary Finfrock.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it is so fascinating to see people use the creativeness that people have from within and making projects that, you know, can be a business, or maybe, you know, or even if it's for pleasure. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to do, and because it's the feeling of fulfillment that I think a person has when they create something and do something like that. And if you can be, you know, economically enhanced, that's all the better.
All the better.
Sounds like a good show, Marlena, about creativity.
Yeah.
It's just like I know we're going to eventually be able to get together. It's just like when we that had the gardening class, which I'm hoping that we can talk about one week.
Absolutely.
And how that came about, and, you know, it was just, it's just sort of a thing, and people being able to get in touch with the fact that we all have innate abilities that we oftentimes are discouraged from expressing. Because so many times we're told, why as a blind person, we can't A,
right.
B, C, D,
right.
or X, Y, Z.
Or why would you want to?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
why
exactly,
would you want to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I am sort of an evangelist for, you know, getting in touch with the creative side.
Sure.
Well, you're a very creative cook, Stan.
We try.
Yeah.
And
that's every bit as important.
It is, and I got to tell you what I did recently, and this is sort of, as I mentioned, a couple of friends that I know on radio were retiring, and I knew that they were a retiring husband and wife team. In fact, I sent you the promo that I did for them that they used on their station for about 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, I said, oh, let's have fun at their expense. I'm all for having fun at people's expense, as you folks know, in a good way. And I created some audio little tidbits for them to enjoy. And Rosemary, one of the couple, emailed me, and she said, Stan, you made me cry. Because it was an emotional sort of thing where I put some pieces together, and I did, you know, the voice or stuff that I do a fairly good job at, and I did this creation, and she was so touched by it that she said she sort of started crying. You know, when I was there the other day and I was talking to her, don't make me cry again. At any rate, I just thought that I'd share that with you. And for one thing, Marlena, what you get, we normally do. So I just don't want to say anything.
Well, I'm glad that you called. I missed you last week, and we talked about you last week, actually.
Well, what was this about?
I told your story about bowling for Blinks crossing the street.
Yes,
I said, where is that man when I want to talk about him?
By the way, I will let you know about something that I'm working on, and when I get it to fruition,
okay,
you will know.
All right. All right.
How about that for being cryptic?
That's
talk to you later.
Pretty cool. All right, Stan, thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
I just wanted to add that other than two very small little presents, everything else that I've given this year has been from things that I'm making. So it's a wonderful thing to have that creativity. And if anybody wants to, like I said, I will include one bar of soap, not a guest soap like I did before, but a bar
of
soap.
Wow. And they're wonderful bars of soap, you guys.
Yeah.
When you wash your hands with the soap, it's like cream. It's like, I can't even describe it. And that's what Sandy said. She said, wow, what is this soap? It's so good.
It's great in the shower. It's great in the bathtub.
Yeah.
It's
very good.
But I will I will include one bar in any order that comes out of this show before December 31st.
All right, hang on.
And the easiest way to get in touch with me, I mean, I know some people know me, that I have that Healing Hands address, but the easiest address to remember is D. Hazelton, that's D-H-A-Z-E-L-T-O-N, at acbradio.org.
And we have another call. Hi, you're with Debbie and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Debbie and Marlena. Marlena and Debbie. It's Pam in California.
Hello. Hi, Pam.
How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, good. I just wanted to say that Deb's soaps and the salves, I bought some
of the
soaps. Oh, be quiet. I bought some of the soaps for myself, and I sent a jar of the pain soothe to my mother, who has a number one. I guess her cordless phone was a little too far away from her on the night table, and she kind of fell off the bed and I guess really bruised up her. When you hear my mother talking about her at 86 years old saying, oh, my buns, I mean, but you know.
Well, so she put some pain soothe on her buns,
pain soothe on there. She's probably still going to have to go to the doctor again. But she did, and she was a little afraid to try them at first.
Sure.
She said, well, my doctor, I'd better see my doctor, and I don't want to be taking any drugs. And I could say to her, Mom, this is not drug. It's all natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll try that then.
Well, that's good. That's a great testimonial.
Thank you.
And I hope you and Dave have a wonderful holiday.
We certainly will, and we love the soap. We have we brought some of the so good soap back home, and we really and the calm space. We just love that.
Oh, great.
I forgot to say too, I have a headache soothe blend of oils that is just a little bottle of essential oil blended, and it's peppermint, lavender, and clary sage.
And you know what? You can put that headache soothe as a, if you're a CPAP user like I am, put a little tiny bit of that right down by the air intake on your CPAP. Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Well, gave you my respiratory blend.
Yes, you did. You did, and I used that too.
Good.
I used that too.
Good, good, good. Yeah, some people use the headache soothe to go to sleep. They put a little of that on their temples or the back of their neck, just a tiny bit, and they off to sleep they go.
Yeah, yep. Well, Debbie, I hope that your little hands are busy, busy, busy making more and more things. And you never fail to surprise me, and everything that I've ever gotten from you is just wonderful. And
I'm doing more jewelry now, but I'm still learning. I mean, you got some of my earrings last year. I'm still doing some of them.
Yes.
I did my first necklace yesterday.
Oh.
So,
I'll be happy to happy to be a beta tester.
Okay. As long as it's not too tight.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. I don't want to get all choked up over it.
No.
As they say.
Yeah, right. Thank you for letting me be on the show with you, and it's always a pleasure.
I'm so glad that you were able to do it, and that that this all worked out. And, you know, I like to do this every year. And some years I do it just kind of didn't happen as soon as it should. But, you know, folks, the holiday can be anytime you feel it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get someone a holiday gift, it doesn't have to be there by Christmas.
Well, and I think it's nice to get presents after Christmas because it's a little anticlimactic after Christmas,
Me
you know?
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Well,
thank you so much.
We'll be back in touch.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was Debbie Hazelton. And oh my gosh, we didn't give Debbie's contact information. Oh dear. Healing Hands. Oh, she did. Okay. She did. Sorry. I've got something else going on my mind here. Let's play a song. I always like to say that this is the National Christmas Song for the Blind. It's a song by Gayla Peavy. It's called Are My Ears On Straight? Only the blind would ask that.
I'm a little doll who was dropped and broken, falling off my mommy's knee.
We got Kelly Dunn coming up next.
I'm a little doll who has just been mended. Now won't you tell me, please?
She's gonna talk about all kinds of braille and mobile solutions.
On straight is my nose in place. Have I got a cute expression on my face? Are my blue eyes bright? Do I look all right to be taken home Christmas Day? When I first came here just a month ago, brought in by a little girl who loved me so, she began to cry till they told her I could be taken home Christmas Day. Christmas time is drawing nearer, and I'm getting scared. Wish I could see in a mirror how I've been repaired. I'll be called for soon, but I'm worried so. Will she love me like she did a month ago? Are my ears on straight? I can hardly wait to be taken home Christmas Day. Christmas Day. Are my ears on straight?
Are my ears on straight? I don't know, but I know someone who's on my phone right now. We do have a caller. Caller, just hang in with us for a little while. We're going to bring Kelly in first, and then we'll get you, so don't go away. But I know someone who knows a lot about things that you do with your ears, like listening to cell phones. And please welcome and Merry Christmas.
Hello, and Merry Christmas to you and everyone who's listening.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just making some taco dip. We're having our big Handy Tech Christmas party tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Handy Tech North America?
Right. We're having a potluck, and I'm making spinach artichoke dip, taco dip, and then we've got a carrot cake that's going tomorrow as well.
Oh, my gosh. And what time should I be there?
I think right around noon. You know, I would say if you want to get there in time, you probably want to plan at least an hour from the airport.
So. Oh, darn. You know, that's that darn airport. If I could just email myself like a flat Stanley, see, I could just show up, but I can't.
Scotty, beam me up.
Yeah, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up. Well, you are so sweet to come on, and talk about what Handy Tech North America is doing and what you guys are doing the caller just hung up and almost made me deaf. Ooh. yes. Well, only you guys didn't have to
speaking
hear it.
Speaking of ears being on straight.
Yes, speaking of ears being on straight. So tell me what's going on with you guys.
Well, you know, we're kind of known for the ability to bundle the phones that we do. I'm sure a lot of people have read that recently KNFB dropped the price on the KNFB reader, and we're really excited about that. Originally, when those units hit the market, they were like more than $3,000, and now for quite a bit less than that, you can have a device that will not only read your mail, but allow you to check your calendar, your contacts, be your GPS. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Now, what are they going for now?
Well, the KNFB reader software is $9.95, and then the phones, we're selling them with everything installed. Like if you wanted just the KNFB reader and the phone, it would be $14.95. And then, you know, depending on whether you want mobile speak or talks or Wayfinder access, there's some customizing that we do there. So Talks licenses with Wayfinder Access are selling for $4.99, and Talks itself is $2.95, and Wayfinder Access is $3.99. So because we can bundle, you really save quite a bit there.
Uh-huh.
And then mobile speak licenses are $2.95. And, of course, if you're already a mobile speak smartphone or Symbian user, you can transfer that license for a lot less.
And, of course, for people who may not know, Talks and Mobile Speak are the two pieces of software that blind folks use in their cell phones to give them screen reader access so that our cell phones will actually read the screen to us so we can do text messaging and every other darn thing.
I compare it to, like, JAWS or WindowEyes for your cell phone.
Mm-hmm,
so. We also recently got real excited about some of these little sub-netbooks. Kind of our favorite is the MSI Wind.
Oh, tell us about that.
We're bundling it. So if you purchase a Braille display through us, like the Easy Braille is kind of what we're recommending.
Mm-hmm.
If you purchase an Easy Braille, you get an MSI Wind for free.
So wow.
Now, that's pretty exciting stuff.
Now, so tell us about the netbook. How big is it? What is it?
It weighs about 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we like it, we tried the Dell Mini 9. And the Dell Mini 9 is a really, really cute, tiny little computer, but it's missing the function row.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of felt like I was playing Twister when I was using the keyboard. I love the computer. It's a nice little option.
Yeah, I actually have the Dell Mini 9.
And so do you feel like you're standing on your head when you try to check the web?
There are some things that are a little difficult to do, so I have to use my little number pad there that I hook in. But
there
other,
you go.
Yeah,
That's a good solution for it.
Yeah.
And then we also, so we're doing the MSI Wind, so it's like 10 inches instead of 9, so it's a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We do some customizing with the keyboard where we put high marks on F4, F8, F12, the insert key, the enter key, you know, whatever you want customized, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, what else? Oh, it's got a 160 gig hard drive. It's got a 6-cell battery, and I've been using mine. I get like a 4-hour battery life on it, which I have an HP laptop that I use at my desk. And I think I get a half hour on that. I'm really excited about the battery life and the fact that it fits in, you know, pretty tiny little bag.
I'm really excited that it's got a 160 gig hard drive. That's
exactly, and it's got an SD slot, so it's easy to, you know, save stuff and move things around.
Is it a solid state hard drive, or is it an actual hard drive?
I don't believe it's considered solid state, but I could be wrong about that. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I just got mine, I think, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the cool thing is you can have it customized for extra. So, like, if you wanted it to say something on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe you wanted it to say Marlena Rocks or something like that, you could have that done.
Earl, I like that.
Earl says Handy Tech North America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So mine just says MSI on it. I didn't want to do anything like that.
Very cool. Very
but
cool.
I really, really like it. It's a nice... Oh, and it's got a keystroke to turn the mouse off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had to go in and my because Gary and I use our netbook both when we travel, and I had to go in and on my configuration turn that darn mouse off because it was just getting in my way.
It gets in the way.
Yes, these sighted people and their mice, I tell you, I don't know.
Oh, you know, we have sighted kids. And
yeah.
It was so funny because when I was using the Dell Mini 9, I called Dell to have them show me where to go to turn off the mouse.
Yeah.
So then I was showing it to my daughter, and she was rubbing her finger on it. She's like, it doesn't work. It's broken. I'm like, no, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
So those are the big things. You know, we're GW Micro Dealer coming up in March, so we're really excited about that.
Oh, very cool.
We've opened a training center, so we have new offices.
You've opened a training center. Very cool.
Yeah, just for technology. We're not mm-hmm. training people. You know, we're not teaching mm-hmm. people how to cook, and we're certainly not doing orientation and mobility or anything mm-hmm. like that. But mm-hmm. certainly it's nice for technology that people can come to us because, you know, there's just less distractions when you come to a lab rather than trying to work in your home where you might have kids and other things. So
very cool. Now,
so we're really excited.
Tell me again, what are you bundling with the netbook?
If you buy an Easy Braille, you get mm-hmm. a netbook for free.
Tell people what an Easy Braille is.
Easy Braille is a 40-cell Braille display. It's made by Handy Tech in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the curved ergonomic cells. All of the Handy Tech displays do. And then they have the user-replaceable double or AAA batteries on all of their portable displays and Bluetooth connectivity. So you could use that Easy Braille. You could use a Brailleno, for example, with your cell phone mm-hmm. using Bluetooth. Or you could use it like with, I do Bluetooth to my cell, and then I do a USB connection to my computer.
So
it really provides a very full Braille experience.
Very cool. Very
cool.
Of
course, you know, with Handy Tech products, we provide the absolute best support that we can. So,
well, Handy Tech makes great Braille displays. I have one.
They're built well.
Yes. Yes. These German Braille displays are,
The ISO 9000, and so they're all drop tested, and I think they do like 2-meter drop tests because they assume that the average user is going to have it fall off the desk, and they want to make sure it's going to survive. So.
Although I've never quite had a Braille display fall off my desk, but I guess that's better to assume that than not.
Well, it could happen.
It certainly could. Certainly could. Well, listen, I hear sounds of cooking, and you're making me...
One of the kids doing dishes.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
But everything's going really well. We're excited about our changes. The fact that we're growing and...
Well, that's wonderful. Right. You guys deserve it. You and Earl are such salt of the earth people. And I just, first of all, I love calling you my friends. And secondly, I love it when we get to, I won't be at CSUN this coming year. So I know it's going to be really weird not to be there.
We're planning to be at ATIA and CSUN. So we'd like to welcome people to stop by. Check out some of the Braille displays, especially if you're in the market for a Braille display, because typically we have several of the Braille displays with us at the booth, and so it's a good chance to really get a chance to touch them and play with them and experience them. Of course, if you live in the Minneapolis area, you're welcome to call and just drop in.
Why don't you give out your contact information?
Our website is www.handytech.us. And our phone number is 651-636-5184. If you want to email questions, you can do that by sending an email to info@handytech.us.
All right. Well, thank you so much, my dear, and I wish you and Earl and the kids a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We really appreciate what you do, and we appreciate working with you to try and provide people with the information they need to make good, sound decisions.
All right. Well, you have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Kelly Dunn. She is just one of the most delightful people. I just always enjoy talking with Kelly. And next up, we're going to have the voice. If you've been listening to ACB Radio Interactive for any number of years, the next guest will be familiar to you. Remember JJ on ACB Radio Interactive? Well, JJ runs a site now called blindbargains.com, and we're going to bring him on next. Stay tuned. Are you a woman living with breast cancer? Would you like to be a part of a caring community who understands your unique experience as a woman with vision loss, also dealing with breast cancer? The American Council of the Blind Women's Concerns Committee is sponsoring a support group for you by phone. Use a U.S. toll-free number, our meeting ID, identify yourself by name and city location, and you're there. Meetings are held on the first Tuesday of each month, beginning at 5:30 Pacific, that's 8:30 Eastern, and Wednesday morning at 1:30 UTC. To attend the breast cancer support group for women, call 866-633-8638 and use the meeting ID SUPPORT. That's 787-7678. Identify yourself, give your location, and that information will be shared with others on the call. This group will not give medical advice, but will foster a safe and positive atmosphere in which to discuss relevant issues to support one another. Again, that number to call to join the ACB Women's Concerns Committee Breast Cancer Support Group is 866-633-8638, and the meeting ID is SUPPORT. That's 787-7678. This message has been brought to you by the ACB Women's Concerns Committee, a committee of the American Council of the Blind. All righty. We're going to bring JJ in. Before we bring JJ in, we'll bring everybody in together. We have a caller. Let me get the caller first here. Hello, caller. Did you want to speak with JJ?
Hello, this is Margaret Johnson.
Hello, Margaret.
Well, I just wanted to take a minute to tell you how excited I was that you played that song, Are My Ears On Straight?
Oh, okay.
And I just wondered if anybody had that, and I think you're so lucky to have it. When I was in kindergarten, our music teacher picked two girls in the first grade to sing that on the Christmas program.
Well, I'm glad that brought a nice memory.
Sure did, because one of those girls, I see her all the time now, and she can still sing that song.
Aww.
And we thought, well, we'd never hear it anywhere else.
Well,
so I think that's just great. How did you get it?
Oh, gosh, I've just had it for years. I've just had it for a long time. Yeah.
Well, I think it dates itself so much.
And
the teacher that taught it to us, she was born like in 1900.
Yeah.
So in 1953, she was 53 years old.
Yeah,
But she was, and she picked these two girls to sing this song, and I thought, well, I don't know why she didn't pick me. I just think this is good.
But well, you know what? I'll try to play it again for you next week.
That's a great song.
All righty.
Well, anyway, thanks. I'll go and let you go ahead with your song.
All righty.
I thought this was really great.
Okay, thanks,
Have
Margaret.
A Merry Christmas.
You too, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Are my ears on straight? I don't know. Hey, JJ, are your ears on straight?
I hope so.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How are you, my friend? We haven't talked for so long.
I'm doing all right. It's been really busy. Graduated college, but there's been a lot of things going on. I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, you're blindbargains.com. Boy, every time I go there, I think, wow, how does he do this? Well, I'm just going to sit back. You know, my next two guests are the kind of guys, and that's why I, you know, kind of put them on toward the end here. I can just sit back, and I'm going to let them talk. So, JJ, you're up first, so share what you want to share, because whatever it is, it's going to be great.
Sure. And if you have any questions, just feel free to let me know. You can stop me anytime you want.
You
blind
betcha.
Bargain. All right. Blind bargain is an idea that we came up with. It was myself and one of my roommates, Matt McCubbin, who works with me on the site. And we were doing our Christmas shopping 2 years ago, and we were noticing that while it was really easy to find deals for products, mainstream products like, you know, computers and hard drives, it was much harder to figure out between all the different stores who had the best deal on, say, a talking watch or a caller ID program or even the latest version of JAWS. And we noticed that nobody else had offered any sort of service that was doing this. There's lots of sites for mainstream products, but nothing for the blind. So thus, Blind Bargains was born a little more than 2 years ago in December 2006. And we started searching the web, scouring, if you will, to find the best deals on just about anything. And we've gotten pretty creative on how we do this. We'll do anything from posting eBay auctions to posting coupon codes and promotional codes. Or sometimes now the stores will actually let us know that there are specials to provide and help people shop and find the best deals they possibly can, no matter what the product is. And we basically now have a lot of different ways we've developed over the years how people can do that. For instance, the auction gateway was one of the first things that we launched. And that allows people to search for items on eBay. I'm not sure if you've ever noticed, Marlena, but there are sometimes some really good deals on, for instance, Braille notes.
Oh, yes.
Braille printers. And some people, they will get posted on eBay and, as it was, nobody was realizing that this stuff was up there.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, a new Braille printer sold for $100.
Yeah. I have bought used Braillers from eBay and had them fixed up and then donate them to, you know, like third world country type, you know, schools and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, if you, like, when I went on your site and I went to the auction gateway and I put Braille in and all kinds of things pop up, you know, the Braille soap molds, I thought of Debbie Hazelton, you know, and that the sometimes you see Braille playing cards. One time I was in a heated bidding war over an original Braille Scrabble game. I lost, but, was too bad.
Yes, those are actually, because they don't make them that way
no.
anymore. The deluxe ones, yes. And so we try to post those deals, and as the auction gateway has 50 or 60 different categories for, because yeah, of course, you could just go to eBay and do it, but we try to put all the relevant products all in one spot, so all you have to do is select a link that says, say, Braille Games, and it will do a quick search on eBay, and it'll pull back everything that it can find that's related. Plus, it's a little more, the interface that we use, it's a lot more stripped down, so you don't have as much clutter. That's
yeah.
one of the big things that we try to do.
Yeah. Now, you're doing some cool stuff with some software, aren't you?
Sure. We also have another sister site. I'm not sure which exactly. We do a lot of cool stuff. So
I know, you do.
not sure where you're trying to steer me here.
Wherever you want to go.
We have another site called AT Guys, as in assistive technology. So it's the ATGuys.com. And we are premier licensed Code Factory dealers. So we are selling the complete line of mobile speak products now, as well as the newer PDAs that are out there, plus Wayfinder Access. And we're also working on having deals for other products as well. And we actually we do have a coupon, too, that we set up just for the listeners of Marlena's show.
Oh, tell us about that, and I'm going to get my Marlena bell ready.
All right. Well, normally we sell, for instance, mobile speak and mobile speaks for smartphones and for pocket PCs is $275. And we have a coupon that will give your listeners $20 off.
Wow.
Any product on the site, whether it's mobile speak, mobile geo, Wayfinder access, as long as it's $100 or more, which is just about everything on the site. All you have to do is we're going to ask you for a coupon code, type in Marlena, and you will get $20 off, and that's good through the end of the year.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate that. Definitely.
Not a problem. Now, that's good again through December 31st.
JJ, help us understand, how would we decide whether which GPS we want? Wayfinder? What, how do we know?
Well, first of all, it depends on which phone you have currently. Wayfinder will work with specific phones, which work with certain wireless carriers, mostly AT&T and T-Mobile here in the United States. And Mobile Geo works with a different set of phones. You can't install Wayfinder or Mobile Geo on the same phone. So that's probably the first thing to consider. A lot of it's a little personal preference. Wayfinder uses the internet to connect and download the newest maps, which is good because you get new maps as they come out, but it's bad because you have to pay a monthly fee to access the internet. So Mobile Geo, the maps are already preloaded on your device for whichever states you wish, except that they might not be updated as much. So they both have some pluses and minuses, but I will say either one that you choose, you will definitely be much better off. Anybody who's used a GPS can tell you the freedom that it gives you. It's really quite amazing.
I used a GPS when I was in training, getting my most recent guide dog. And, of course, I was using the one with the Braille note because that was what we had, you know, 2 years
sure.
ago. And the thing that I dearly loved about it was I didn't have to memorize routes, you know. I'd walk down the street and it would say, approaching Main Street. And then I would just, you know, remember, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to turn right on Main Street. But I didn't have to remember, you know, four blocks. Is it five down curves?
Right.
Or did they say four? And you're trying to pay attention to your dog and you're trying to remember where you're going. And oh my gosh. So I am a huge advocate for blind folks using GPS systems, even if you are sort of in your own, you know, if you can manage a GPS system. And now that they're available on our mobile phones, which I don't have one yet, but on my phone, but I hope to soon. But now that they are, it's a godsend. And I would assume that you recommend people use a Bluetooth headset to hear the output for the GPS?
Yeah, it's not necessary, but it definitely would make things a little bit easier if you did use a Bluetooth mm-hmm. headset. Mm-hmm. I do like it. My big thing is that since everything's on my mobile phone, Kelly mentioned the KNFB reader, which mm-hmm. I also own, and it's really cool to have that and Wayfinder and Mobile Speak all on the same phones. You basically have... I use that in a computer, and that's what I now use as far
wow.
as getting around and reading things and doing so much more.
Wow. Wow. Well, anything else you want to share?
Well, sure. We're doing a lot of things with blind bargains. We've enhanced, for those people who have visited in the past, maybe you haven't stopped by for a bit, we used to have a search page, which would just search the deals that we've posted, and now we have it all in one. If you type in just any search word, it'll search the deals that we've posted. It'll search 50 or 60 most popular online stores for the best deals, and it will search eBay, and it will put it all back on one page. And that is, in fact, we even use it ourselves now when people are asking us to look for deals. That's the first thing that we do, because it just throws everything right in front of you, and it makes it really easy to comparison shop.
Yeah.
And that's we created a lot of tools to help comparison shop and help people find deals. We have an Amazon store, which pulls together a lot of the cool blindness-related products on Amazon onto
mm-hmm.
one page. Everyone
knows how complicated Amazon can be.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And if you go to the Access site, you don't always get the same information.
No, you don't. So we try to meld that and give the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
We also we do deals, but we also like to remind people that we post news, major news as it happens, and we post product reviews. We actually, not even just blindness stuff, we posted a review of some beef jerky a couple of days ago that our company sent us, and we decided to post something on that.
Yeah.
We run a podcast series. We do a coverage of a couple of the major conferences each year. Last year we went to ATIA,
mm-hmm.
and we did extensive coverage of that conference mm-hmm. and also the summer conventions, and we were planning on doing that again in 2009. So,
how do people subscribe to your podcasts?
We have links to all of that. On the homepage, there's a heading that says Stay in Touch.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of ways now. We have an RSS feed. We have a Daily Deals email. We're on Twitter. All our deals are sent over to Twitter automatically.
We have
a discussion group. But any way that you want, we try to create a way so people can stay connected with
us. You're the best, JJ. I tell you what. Well, listen, I am so glad that you were able to, on some short notice, to come on. And, you know, I'd like to bring you back and actually have you on as a guest when, you know, for like the show, and kind of talk about a blind person and you know, being an entrepreneur and kind of I know you and I, when you were in college, you did me the honor of interviewing me about my business. And so now, turnaround's fair play, buddy.
All right. That sounds great.
I'd love to have you on and talk about that, because I truly believe that one of the resolutions to our very high unemployment rate is getting blind folks interested and knowledgeable about owning their own businesses and just showing what options might be out there. And can't think of anybody better to start with than you.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you, JJ, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that is JJ at blindbargains.com, www.blindbargains.com. All right, Margaret, do you know this song?
Hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker, tip and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do.
And that was Gayla Peavy, and she wants a hippopotamus for Christmas. Well, I tell you, I don't want a hippopotamus for Christmas, but I'm sure that my next guest and the guy we're going to wrap it up with, because once this guy takes off, honey, you just buckle your seatbelt and you go for the ride. But I'm sure he's going to talk about something I want for Christmas. It's none other than Mr. You Don't Need Sight to Cook Dinner Tonight, Cooking in the Dark, Mr. Dale Campbell. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Marlena. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
How the heck are you?
Man, we're doing great.
Yeah? Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Best for last.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, the best. Listen to you.
Well, I'm not, you know. I am the man with the plan and the dude with the food.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at least you're the dude with the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Or, you know, my knock-knock jokes, like knock-knock.
Oh, no. Okay. Who's there?
I'm a
who?
I'm a damn good-looking. Oh my gosh.
Christmas
is around the corner. What a great time of year.
I know. It's almost here. You know what? We got tons of snow.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't do snow.
No. Now, you know, we had 4 inches in Houston week before last.
Well, thanks. We got it now.
man. Well, it was here and gone. You know, we had it for a day, and then it was gone, thank goodness. But it's like, wow, snow in Houston? What is wrong with this picture?
But my brother, who gave me a bunch of stuff last week because we got snow, my brother got a foot and a half. So I think that's fine.
See, man, that's why I moved to Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes shoveling snow a lot easier when there's none to shovel.
It certainly does. So now, before we get into what you got and all this, some person is calling on this line, and they are not going to get through because I have Dale on this line. So
that's right.
Go away, person.
Unless they have a credit card with a big credit and they want to buy something from the market.
There you go. There you
then
go.
Let him in.
Tell us a little bit about Dale Campbell, first of all. You have not been blind your whole life, correct?
No, ma'am. I was 13 years ago, on October the 29th, 1995, we were ran off the freeway by somebody driving a Hyundai erratically. Now, how they got that Hyundai over 85 miles an hour, I don't know, but it was.
I was going to say, whoa.
Yeah, ran us off the road, and in the accident, I ended up getting the brunt of the damage. My entire face was crushed from my eyebrows to my mustache.
Wow.
And it's been a wild, spiritual, just, you know, almost awesome ride.
Wow.
But, you know, after the wreck, I got laid over. I was on the side of the road, and I set up to, you know, felt my face, and I knew I was hurt, and my instinct was to go check on my friends, and a voice, you know, out of nowhere, do you want to live or die?
Wow.
Ooh. I want to live. You know, and nobody was around me. I'm still searching for that answer, you know.
Yeah.
Angel, God, Jesus.
Yeah.
Past relative, ghost, who knows?
Who knows?
But, you know, 22 hours of surgery, they put me back together, and I told the doctors, you know, said, well, we've got your eye surgeries, you know, surgery scheduled for Tuesday. I'm like, great, I got a ball game Wednesday. They were saying, no, we're going to hopefully maybe get you guys, you know, light perception.
Wow.
You know, that's what we're going to shoot for. Because, I mean, I carried a 215 average bowling. I was an A-class softball player, and just bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, here we are now. What do you do?
And now you do so many things that touch and impact and improve the lives of blind people all around the world. And,
yes.
You know, I mean, it's almost like, you know, God or whatever your spiritual belief is said, you know what, Dale, we need you over here. So
yeah, I feel that way sometimes,
yeah.
Marlena, like I'm kind of a beacon. You
yeah.
Know?
See, and I feel the same way, Dale. I feel my blindness is very much a gift. It's not.
It is.
To me, it's not a disability.
It
you
is.
Know?
We were speaking about this the other night, in fact, and it's there's certain things that I do now that I never would have done.
Yeah.
Sight.
Yeah. I mean, blindness can be a pain in the butt. That you know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like, you know, where did that go? But it for me, I would never be doing this show. I wouldn't have. I don't think I'd have the heart that I hope I have as a blind woman if I weren't blind.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, there's no way that we wouldn't have given $12,000 away in scholarships over the past 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
If I had lost my sight,
exactly.
Or Cooking in the Dark would not be going if we hadn't done that.
Exactly.
You know, and it is. It's one of those things where, you know, the old Peanuts cartoons, you know, where they slide into home and there's dust and you know, you can't see anything. It's all cloudy, and then all of a sudden the dust settles. Oh, safe.
Yeah,
you know,
there
that's
you
kind
go.
Of what I told me. I mean, I just had to let the dust settle.
Yep, let the dust settle.
And
all right.
See where you're at.
Tell me what's going on with the mice. What have the mice got happening this Christmas?
Man, the mice have got it going on. We're pretty much packed up for Christmas.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, Cooking in the Dark aprons, like we say on the show. It won't make you cook better, but my gosh, you're going to look good while you cook.
You know, describe the Cooking in the Dark apron.
Yeah,
I love it.
Cooking in the Dark, it's a full apron. It's got a, you know, the full bib on the top. It has a loop that hangs around your neck, ties in the back. It's got two pockets on the front, and then it has the BBQ screen printed on it. And he's puffed. All the black on him is puffed. But BBQ looks like the old Tom and Jerry mouse, kind of a plump little mouse. He's standing at about a 45-degree angle. He's got black sunglasses on, ZZ Top. He's got a spatula in his hand. And he's got a chef's hat on, and underneath is the caption, "You don't need sight to cook dinner tonight," which is the motto of Cooking in the Dark.
I love it.
Cool, cute little aprons. Jan Brown out in California gave them as gifts this year. I think she purchased, five or seven of them or something like that to give away to friends. And Cheryl was buying a bunch of them, too, to give as gifts, too. So that's pretty cool. Something new we got in at Blind Mice also are the J.W. Standard wind chimes.
Oh.
Now, J.W. Standard used to be a musician,
mm-hmm.
and he has developed a line of wind chimes where each chime is tuned to a specific note.
Oh, wow.
We have some. The finch wind chimes are real small, and they're kind of patterned after the finch bird. We have the lark. We have the dove. We have a beautiful sunset chime. We have a tabernacle chime that's almost, well, from top to bottom is 6 feet tall.
Oh, man, that's the
beautiful.
One I want.
And they just play. They Now, we've got a lot of decorator chimes, too, which I love because they're kind of the metal tinkly ones. There's some bamboo ones.
Yeah.
They are ultimate for blind people for navigation purposes.
Sure.
They're inexpensive. They've got cool little themes on them, maybe a sun or the moon and stars or a lighthouse or birds or, you know, what. There's hundreds of them there. But they're great for hanging around your yard or on a door, you know, in a doorway or on a porch just to give you some navigation so you know where you're at.
Yeah, yeah.
A little location. But these JW Standard chimes are, they're just awesome.
Oh, man.
Beautiful. The notes just hang in the air.
Oh.
Very pretty. There's an Allegro chime, which is a spiral design, which is really cool. Just, yeah, really, really nice things. For the ladies, of course, we've got probably about 75 different bath sets, be it honey and vanilla and chocolate chip and different things like that. Ginger, there's some spa sets, there's lemongrass, all types of different flavors and scents. And some are just body gel and soap. Some come with loofah sponges. Some come with bath salts. They range anywhere from $6 up to like $35 or $40, just on the sets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And very popular. We've got pajama sets for the gals. We have
pajama sets.
Pajamas. PJs.
PJs. And
I gave them last year to my girls, and they love them.
Yeah.
And even matching fuzzy slippers.
Oh, I love it. I
now,
love
of course,
it.
Skylar being 14, she loves the leopard print.
Skylar is 14 now?
14 going on 25.
Tell Skylar she just needs to quit it.
I know it. That's what I'm saying. We already got boys knocking on the door.
Wow, Skylar.
I had to pull out the old blender and, you know, hey, come here, boy. Anyway, we won't go into
that.
Yeah,
we won't go into that.
We've got an electric razor. We've got that old crazy nose hair clipper thing, you know, clean out the hair in the nose and the ears. Don't forget about that, fellas.
Oh, my gosh. Do people really buy those?
I did.
Okay.
Had to keep my wife from coming after me with them scissors, man.
Okay. Oh, my.
I'll start doing my own maintenance, please.
This is a little more information than I need to have.
Well, that's how I keep myself looking good.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We've also got beautiful, beautiful, charming gifts of glass.
Oh.
All types of glass, crystal, blown glass, spun glass items. White and delicate. For Valentine's Day, there's red roses.
Oh.
There's hearts that say mom or say I love you in them. We've got all types of glass wedding and anniversary gifts, you know, like love doves, little, you know, doves that say I love
cool.
you and little wedding bears and different things like that.
Yeah.
We've got carousels. In fact, right now we've got a carousel that's musical, and we've also got it on sale with free shipping.
Oh,
so
my
gosh. The
mice
are paying the shipping on it. It's $39.
Now, is it a glass carousel?
It's glass.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool. And we've sold quite a few of those. Those have moved. We've also got some others that are not musical,
mm-hmm.
but are still the carousel. There's an animal one. There is a dolphin one that's frosted glass, which is really gorgeous. And
very
I'm trying to think of the last one we have. Angels, I believe.
Very cool.
Is another one of the carousels that are just really, really nice. They're so delicate and light. They're gorgeous.
Now, one of the wonderful things, the most wonderful thing that blindmicemart.com, I want to make sure that we say that very clearly, blindmicemart.com does is a portion of every purchase is donated to the scholarship fund. Talk about that.
The scholarship fund started kind of as the third leg of Blind Mice Mart when we were first beginning it. I decided, you know, I want to give back to the kids. And having been employed previously and being on disability from that job, financially I'm in a pretty safe position right now. Provided my insurance company doesn't go under.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, what economy are you living in, honey?
Let me knock on this. Every year we open up an essay contest, and it usually starts, we try to get it to start on February 2nd, which was my grandfather's birthday, and we ended on May the 5th, which was my brother's birthday.
Oh.
And the kids are asked to write about a topic, and we've pretty much kept the topic the same every year because we just love it. And the topic basically is that we want them to imagine themselves 10 years in the future going to their high school graduation. So it allows them to tell us about themselves and their interests, and it allows them to dream a little bit, you know, and just where do you anticipate being in 10 years, so to speak. Plus, it lets us read essays which are not boring. My name is Jim. I am blind.
Yeah. When I grow up,
you know,
I want to be.
I'm reading 47 essays.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The kids all write their essays, and then from there, we've got judges, blind judges that are customers of Blind MySmart, and they score them according to our scoring system. And from there, we take the top five, and then we decide who the winners will be from those top essays.
And I've been honored to be a judge the last couple of years, and it really is so cool.
Oh, it's awesome.
To read
one
the
essay,
essays.
I believe it was the year before last, after I read it, I'm like, she's already graduated. What is she going back to school for? And then I realized, oh, my gosh, this was such a great essay that
you just got she into
fulfilled
it.
Every
yeah.
aspect.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and it's really fun. Last year we had $1,000 scholarships, and we also gave the kids DS50 recorders.
Yeah, I remember
thanks
that.
Thanks to Mimi with Independent Living.
Independent
Aid.
Living, sure.
She helped.
Yep.
I mean, she got them to us pretty much at her cost, which
yep.
was just awesome.
Yeah.
And the kids, I've gotten thank you notes from the kids. They just love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just love them.
Well,
I have one, and I love it too.
I have one, and I love it three. It's a great thing that you do, Dale, or shall I say that the mice at Blind MySmart
do. Yeah. I blame them when there's mistakes made, and
that's
I let them
right.
take the credit when
that's
everything
right.
goes good. But
that's right.
Yeah, you know, they've been running around. We have this 18-wheeler big rig, an RC big rig. It's over 4 feet long. It's 1/10 scale, and I have a heck of a time getting them, you know, off of that and getting them to do work.
I'm sure you do.
They're out there just rolling around, you know, and every now and then I'll walk in and there's a tail laying here. Well,
yeah.
Oh, they're up to something, you know, because they leave their tails laying around.
They leave their tails.
Crazy farmer's wife, you know, whack them off that time.
Yeah. Oh, Candace would never do that.
No.
No,
there is
no.
a, if you go to blindmicemart.com under, I think it's Blind Mice Info, there's a fable about how blind mice got started. And the mice were out shopping for a gift for a friend of theirs, a coworker at the lab, and they went into Hickory Farms, and the farmer's wife was working there because, you know, times were slow. So she was having to pick up some extra holiday cash, and she saw the mice walk in and freaked out and whacked their tails off with that carving knife, and they sued Hickory Farms, and that's how they got the money to start.
There you go. I like that story. Now, I can't let you out of here without talking food. You got any
well,
good quick tips?
Sunday and Christmas is coming on Thursday.
Yes.
How about we make some reindeer treats?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. We need a bag of mini pretzels.
Mm.
You need a bag of Hershey Kisses.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find somebody to peel all the foil off the Hershey Kisses. And if you can find them, a bag of red and green holiday M&M, you know, peanut M&M's.
Ooh.
Or regular M&M's. Mm. It's fine, whichever way you want to go. To make these, you need to lay some parchment paper or some of that new Reynolds Release, the nonstick foil, on
mm-hmm.
a cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Lay your pretzels down in oven, about a 350-degree oven, for just about 10 minutes.
Okay.
You want to get the kisses warm and soft.
Okay.
Then you pull them out, and these are great to make with your kids, and have everybody put an M&M in the top of each kiss.
Ooh.
And just push it down, and that's all there is to it.
And then you let them cool, and then you pig out.
Let them cool and set, and you've got a delicious treat.
Pig out. Pig
and man,
out.
I tell you what, the chocolate with the salt from the pretzels.
Oh,
I love it.
You know, I almost pulled out your brownie recipe to read tonight, and then I got busy and I didn't. But I have to tell you about something that I got. Actually, you may know about it, but I saw it on QVC. And it might be something that you want to look at. It's a brownie pan that slices the brownies. And what it does is it has four pieces to it. So there's a rack that's kind of U-shaped. Okay. You set that aside. We're not going to mess with that. Then the pan itself is very much like a springform pan in that the bottom comes out. Okay.
Right.
So you put the pan together and then it's kind of like an ice cube tray with the dividers, and there are 18 dividers. Okay?
Okay,
so you set that down in the pan. You make your brownie mix. You fill up all the dividers. You put the pan on a cookie sheet because it does leak a little bit. So, you know, you got to, you know.
Well, and a good idea of that, like we tell people on the show with springform pans, just put a little foil around it.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want it leaking all over the oven, man.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah, what a mess. Yeah. So you bake your brownies, okay, and then you take the pan out, and if you've put foil on, you're going to take that foil off. You put after the brownies have cooled, you put the pan on top of this U-shaped rack, and you press down on the outer edges of the pan. The outer edges of the pan fall away, and then you just gently remove each brownie from the little square.
They're already
pre-cut.
Sweet.
Yeah, so you may
want
to look into that. I don't know who makes it.
And how ironic that you mention that, because the Christmas show that starts running here in Houston on Thursday and then will run over the weekend on ACB Radio is brownies.
Brownies! Oh, I love brownies!
We make homemade double chocolate brownies. And let me tell you what, get a cow and milk it before you eat them because, you're going to need some milk to go with it.
Oh, man.
But, you know, something else we got in, too, just recently, we got in great new utensils.
Yeah.
Spatulas, turners, flippers, spoons, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
We got in some collapsible measuring cups.
Collapsible measuring cups.
They are made out of the cup part is I guess for the best part, kind of like a rubbery plastic.
Yeah.
So after you get done using netting, so all the handles have magnets in them so they nest together.
Oh, how cool is that?
But they store in about 2/3 of the space.
Oh, how cool is that?
We also have some new magnetic measuring spoons, which are on one end, they have a long, narrow scoop for dry ingredients. The other end is a round scoop for wet ingredients.
You think of everything.
They're cool. They're almost like a combination wrench, you know? I mean, they have become, I love them, like this new 6-in-1 jar and lid opener we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool, inexpensive. The nylon knife is great.
Yeah.
It's made to cut lettuce.
Yeah.
Mainly because if you cut lettuce with a metal knife, it's going to cause a little brown oxidation to form on the lettuce.
Yeah.
But using the nylon knife, it doesn't. But this nylon knife, I've used it to cut ribs. I've used it to cut roast. It's ideal for slicing cakes, brownies, anything that is in a nonstick pan because it's nylon, the knife, and so it won't scar
or
damage
scratch.
Your pan.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Well, I just looked up in my little handy-dandy Braille note here, I just looked up the brownie recipe. The one that I'm loving is the one that you make with the graham crackers and the semi-sweets. Are you going to do that one?
We make it from scratch.
Yeah, but this is scratch. This is yours.
This is what we call this is the Tom Klaus's grandma's 3-in-1. Well, 3-ingredient brownies. It is like one box of graham crackers.
Yeah, that's this one.
Yep, and you want to crush them.
Yeah.
And you need 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah, what size cans?
The small cans.
Okay.
I think they're like 14-ounce cans, I believe.
Yeah,
or 12-ounce or something.
That was
like
a question that I had when I first made them, and I wasn't sure.
I think, I'm pretty sure. It's the smaller of the cans. It's like the standard can.
Okay.
It's not the grande one. It's the standard.
Okay.
And then
12 ounces of semi-sweet
chocolate
chips, or 6 ounces of sweet chocolate chips and 6 ounces peanut butter chips.
Yeah. Now I've done that one, and I didn't really mix up my peanut butter and chocolate chips that well. So they were kind of like a calico brownie.
Ooh, how fun.
You might take one bite and get all peanut butter. You might take another bite and get half and half. Or you might take another bite and get chocolate.
And then it says, mix it with your hands. And that's true.
Yes. That is, it is some thick. It is a thick teeth lock, y'all.
Yeah, well, we...
Do not use a mixer. You'll burn it up. Do not use a wooden spoon. You'll break it. Get your hands in there and get after it. One idea, too, might be if people are have a, you know, they don't want to be all ooey and gooey, get yourself some of those serving gloves. They sell them at the grocery store.
Serving gloves? What
They're
are
basically
they?
Like a plastic glove, a glove made out of plastic.
Oh.
That you slide your hands into. And a lot of food service places use them when they serve.
Really?
Uh-huh. But it's just—it's basically like a—it's almost made out like the same type of material, you know, of a Ziploc bag.
Huh.
But they're little gloves, and you can put them on, and then get in there and mix it up, and mess with it, and probably when you pull your hands out, the glove will stick.
But then you can lick your fingers.
Oh yeah, that's the best part. Yeah, that's what. After we did this brownie show, I mean, man, we were having to pass the bowl around. You know, everybody was getting spoons out in the audience, and. Cheryl, I had to beat her off with a dang-um stick almost to get her away from the brownie bowl. Like Grandma's house, you know, you get done making, ooh, yeah, ooh, give me half a dose.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of fun. And, you know, one other thing we have, Marlena, is the onion dicer.
Oh, tell us about that.
The onion dicer is a device that will basically dice onions. It will dice carrots. I've done bell peppers. It's about a 4.5 by 4.5 inch metal grid.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of shaped like the jaws of an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
So when you open it up, the cutting grid is kind of back by where the jaws hinge at, and you lay your onion. You will usually either, if it's a smaller onion, I'll cut it in half, you know, and of course, cut the root sections off and peel the dead layers off and set it on, and then you just push down on the
mm-hmm.
top,
mm-hmm.
snap it through, and it's got a catch tray underneath. So everything you pop through it, it cuts it in the quarter-inch grate.
Wow.
Awesome. I mean, quarter-inch dice, you know?
Wow.
So, if you're doing a lot, like for Thanksgiving when we were making stuffings and all that, it was wonderful. Carrots, celery, I had it all. I had, like, you know, big bowls of all that already diced up.
Wow. Wow.
Onion, the whole thing. We've done apples, great for making homemade applesauce.
Ugh, you're making me so hungry.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, and I've learned since we've been doing cooking in the dark, it's kind of like woodworking. You know, cooking is so much funner when you have all the cool gadgets.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When you don't like the apple machine, it peels cores and will slice apples.
Yeah, you know what? I want to get one of those.
It is really cool.
I've looked at it and looked at it at Blind Mice Smart, and I keep saying, well, I got to get that. I got to get that.
Well, and you know, I looked at a recipe one time, and the first thing you had to do was peel, core, and slice 6 apples.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, next recipe.
Yeah, next recipe.
Hey, apple butter, 30 apples. We ain't going to be making that for a while. But with this apple machine, you pull it out. Now, granted, you have to hold your head right, you know, and put that tongue right there. Stand on. No, it'll take a little bit of practice for you to learn how to line the apple up. But once you get the hang of it, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you can peel, core, and slice apples in no time at all. Even for dessert, sometimes that's what we'll have is an apple.
Mm.
I'll do 3 apples for us, you know, for Candace, Skylar, and I,
mm-hmm.
and. When it slices and cores and peels, it's like a big, what is that thing? That crazy game. A slinky.
Oh,
that's
slinky,
what it is.
Sure. Yeah.
It just slices in a big continuous slice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can kind of like spread it apart and like a xylophone
cool.
or a slinky.
So like
but
apple
will,
rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I will take it, you know, and make one cut from top mm-hmm. to bottom through it, which. Basically releases all the rings into each individual ring. Put a little chocolate on the plate or a little raspberry sauce or we'll eat it.
Okay, I'm coming to your house. What time's dinner?
Dinner is served. We have a big bowl of chili tonight because it's cold down here in Texas.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Man, bring some wine.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do
red
it.
Red Marlowe.
Hey,
Marlowe works well.
Before I let you go, tell people how to subscribe to the list for Cooking in the Dark
cooking
to trade
dark.
Recipes.
And- We're on this awesome server called ACB Radio.
Oh, I never heard of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
You need to send a blank email to cookinginthedark-subscribe@acbradio.org, and you will be added to the list. One of our great moderators will get you added. Please read the guidelines and follow them. We're pretty strict about that just because we have so many members. We've got people in Israel. We have people in the Caribbean, all across Europe. All across the U.S. and that place up north called Canada.
Canada.
We're there. We have listeners. In fact, we have some wonderful listeners down in New Zealand. that we just talked to and heard from. Australia, we've got list members and such. So it's a great cooking list, y'all. If you have any questions, you need a recipe. If you're not on the list, wow, you missed out on the 12 days of cookies for Christmas.
The 12 days of cookies.
Cookie recipes out the yazoo, man. It was awesome. Awesome.
Dale, thank you so much for all that you do. And
man, I appreciate it. And you know what? I can't do it without the support we get from everybody else.
Well,
because
it's,
when you come and subscribe to Blind Mice and you become a member and you support Blind Mice, whether it's the wonderful adaptive products that we sell, you know, like the new solar talking Bibles that now come with power adapters, all in one. We're selling those for $95 and we ship them free. You know, the Moshi clock that that Stephen talked about earlier,
mm-hmm.
awesome
mm-hmm.
clock.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Sunshine voice interactive clock, which
mm-hmm.
is kind of, it does a little bit more than the Moshi, but boy, that Moshi's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So was the Atomic talking clock with the indoor-outdoor thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's wireless. The outdoor probe is wireless.
Mm.
And ironically enough, when Hurricane Ike hit, you know, we're hunkering down, moving stuff inside, pots, plants, furniture, all that stuff. The one thing I forgot was that outdoor sensor.
Uh-huh. And it
when
survived.
When we came back after 120-mile-an-hour winds, our fence was gone, our roof was gone. There's that sensor. It's 83 degrees.
Wow. Well,
so God was watching over us on that. But
well, I wish you and your family.
It's so great to have you back.
Thank you so much.
I'm so pleased to read that you're going to continue.
Well, we're here for a while.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, until we move on to a new place.
That's right.
All right, Marlena. Well, we love you and thank you for everything you've done for us.
Thank you, Dale. And I will talk to you soon because I'm going to come on your show.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want you in, kick back with Cheryl in that
Woo-hoo!
Luxury recliner, drinking a glass of wine, and
hey,
you gals can chat while I cook for you.
You got it. You got it. All right,
sounds
kiddo.
Like a plan to me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Dale.
You betcha, Marlena. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of my good friends, Dale Campbell, and someone with definitely a heart as big as the earth. All of the vendors that we met tonight, Stephen Guerra, Gary Finfrock, my dear sweet friend, Debbie Hazelton, my lovely, happy, bubbly friend, Kelly Dunn, JJ, who started out as just a kid on ACB Radio, and of course, Dale Campbell. All with hearts as big as the planet. If we have enough time, I'm going to let something run. It may go over, and I do apologize for that, but I'd like to share this as much of this with you as I possibly can. Very happy holiday to everyone listening, and thank you for being a part of the Marlena program. The log was in the fireplace, all spiced and set to burn. At last, the yearly Christmas race was in the clubhouse turn. The cards were in the mail, all the gifts beneath the tree, and 30 days reprieve till Visa could catch up with me. And though smug satisfaction seemed the order of the day, something was nagging me and would not go away. A week before, I'd got a letter from my old great aunt. It read, "Of course, I'll understand completely if you can't, but if you find you have some time, how wonderful if we could have a chat and share a cup of Christmas tea." She'd had a mild stroke that year that crippled her left side. Though housebound now, my folks had said it hadn't hurt her pride. They said she'd love to see you. What a nice thing it would be for you to go and maybe have a cup of Christmas tea. But boy, I didn't want to go. Oh, what a bitter pill to see an old relation, and how far she'd gone downhill. I remembered her as vigorous, as funny, and as bright. I remembered Christmas Eves when she'd regaled us half the night. I didn't want to risk all that. I didn't want the pain. I didn't need to be depressed. I didn't need the strain. And what about my brother? She's his aunt, too. I thought I had it justified. But then, before I knew, the reasons not to go I so painstakingly built were cracking wide and crumbling in an acid rain of guilt. I put on my boots and gloves and cap, shame stinging sand and map. I went disembodied feeling as I pulled up and stopped beside the wooden house that held the Christmas cup. How I got to that door, I really couldn't tell. I watched my hand raised and I pushed the button of the bell. I waited, aided nervously by rocking to and fro, and just as I was thinking I should turn around and go, I heard the rattle of the china in the hutch against the wall and the triple beat of 2 feet and a crutch came down the hall. The clicking of the door latch and the sliding of the bolt and a little swollen struggle popped it open with a jolt. She stood there, pale and tiny, looking fragile as an egg. I forced myself from staring at the brace that held her leg. And though her thick bifocals seemed to crack and spread her eyes, their milky and refracted depths lit up with young surprise. Come in, she laughed the words. She took me by the hand, and all my fears dissolved away, as if by her command. We went inside, and then, before I knew how to react, before my ears and eyes and nose, was Christmas past, alive, intact. The scent of candied oranges, of cinnamon and pine, the antique wooden soldiers, all in their military line, the porcelain nativity I'd always loved so much, the Dresden and the crystal I'd been told I mustn't touch. My spirit fairly bolted like a child out of class and danced among the ornaments of calico and glass. Like magic, I was 6 again, deep in a Christmas spell, steeped in the million memories the girl inside me knew so well. And here, among old Christmas cards so lovingly displayed, a special place of honor for the ones we kids had made. And there, beside her rocking chair, the center of it all, my great aunt stood and said how nice it was I'd come to call. I sat and rattled on about the weather and the flu. She listened very patiently, then smiled and said, "What's new?" Thoughts and words began to flow. I started making sense. I lost the phony breeziness I use when I get tense. She was still passionately interested in everything I did. Positive, encouraging, just like when I was a kid. Simple generalities still sent her into fits. She demanded the specifics, the particulars, the bits. We talked about the limitations she'd had to face. She spoke with utter candor and with humor and good grace, and then, defying the reality of crutch and straightened knee, on wings of hospitality she flew to brew the tea. I sat alone with feelings that I hadn't felt in years.